As we process the grim science of today's global climate report, many Californians are already experiencing extreme weather patterns amplified by rising temperatures. In Northern California, the Dixie Fire has blazed through hundreds of thousands of acres. It covers an area larger than Los Angeles. This is the largest active wildfire in the country and the second worst in state history, and it's one of 11 major fires in California. And for more, we're joined by Scott Rodd. He's covering the fires for CAP Radio, and thanks, Scott, for joining us again.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell me what you're seeing. What is the latest on this Dixie Fire?
Well, it's grown to close to 500,000 acres, and it remains pretty stubbornly low in terms of containment at 21%. You know, this fire is burning intensely. It's burning through, you know, what's pretty rugged terrain in terms of the forest land that it's been burning, but it's also coming in contact with communities. And reducing some of them to just, you know, ash. And one of the most notable one is Greenville, a fairly small community, but one that got hit very hard by the fire. Some others, though, have been spared, fortunately. The town of Chester, the fire was prevented from advancing there. So there's some good news there as well. But the fire is still very much active here.
Now, you've talked to us about the cities that have been affected last week. Since then, the fire has really grown, and including over the weekend. So why now? Is there something that's happening really right now that makes this fire particularly treacherous?
Well, we're seeing extreme conditions. That's the main reason. We're seeing, you know, wind events that are picking up, which really allow fires to pick up pace and spin out of control, allow spot fires to occur and to jump over containment lines. And just in general, the conditions out there are bad across the state. We have a severe drought across California where fuel moisture levels are very, very low. And we've been experiencing heat waves across the state as well. So just the conditions out here are prime for fires sparking and spreading fast.
Now, you mentioned some of these weather patterns. On Saturday, the governor, Gavin Newsom, called these events climate-induced wildfires. We just got this scientific report out today. As you talk to the scientists watching California, can we expect more intense, more expansive, more frequent fire seasons like this?
You know, if the trends hold, most likely. You know, they say if climate change continues to worsen or if it doesn't improve, we're going to continue to see conditions like this. But climate change is a big part of it. There are other factors here as well, though. And one of them, one of the main ones, is another human-induced factor, which is for about a century or so, the approach to firefighting has been fire suppression. It's been a simple equation. Fire equals bad. And in trying to put out fires as quickly and as intensely as possible, that's resulted in the overgrowth of a lot of vegetation and forest lands, and that causes these fires to ignite, spread quickly, and burn very intensely. So efforts at fire prevention, at fire mitigation, thinning forest, prescribed burns are also going to be part of how we address this.
All right, Scott Rodd is state and government reporter for CAP Radio. Thanks, Scott, for joining us.
Thank you.